And I am really delighted to tell you that we have with us in studio, wow, what's the collective noun for a whole lot of Victory Park King Davidians?
Victory Parkers.
I've got a whole like absolute massive bunch of Victory Parkers in the studio with me. And there's a reason for that. It's not just summer. There is a reason for that. The reason is because you are guys are, well, firstly, I mean, why don't you actually each introduce yourselves? Let's start off there.
So my name is Jaden Solosh. I'm in matric at King David Victory Park High School, and we are here to promote our show, Little Shop of Horrors.
Feed me, Seymour. That
there
one.
There we go. Yes.
Who doesn't know that one?
My name is Cameron Solosh, and I'm also matric.
I'm hearing a bit of nepotism going on there.
Which
in the casting. I wonder why. Okay, let's let the next set of twins. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Lauren Rustinski. Yeah, I'm a grade 11.
Okay, and what's your what are you acting?
I'm playing Mrs. Mushnick.
Okay, all right, and?
And I'm Aaron Laser, and I'm playing Seymour Krelborn.
Okay, all right.
And I'm the devil, the dentist.
That's the best role in the whole play.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Because you're an evil, crazy man. Yeah, and then the teacher?
I'm the teacher. My name is Nikki Richard. And I get to work with all these wonderfully talented individuals.
Okay, so come on, now's your chance. Tell us why we should not miss this show.
Well, it's just going to be a lot of fun. It's something that you haven't seen before. I just really enjoy the play.
We've got new ideas.
Yeah,
love
it's
it.
Something new.
Really?
It's a completely new take.
New take.
The choreography
really?
Is absolutely
choreography
incredible.
Choreography is really good.
Do you know, I've got to tell you, like, in all honesty, I'm so glad to hear that. Because, like, I thought, really, really, Little Shop of Horrors again? So you're giving a fresh take on the whole thing?
I feel like Little Shop is something you can't compare to any other musical. I feel.
And why do you say that?
I just feel like it's a whole different vibe.
Well, let's say, what other musical has a plant that takes over the entire world?
And, like, eats people.
Exactly. Yes. It's
no,
very
we've taken
scary.
On a whole new take.
So, like, the reason I know Feed Me, Seymour is that I once did that to my little nephew. And he burst out into tears. Like, so you really need to, like, use your initiative as to when you can and can't. All right, let's talk about, okay, so we've established that it's a great show. We've established that you're putting a new spin on it. When is it showing and where does one get tickets?
Right.
And this is your chance to sell it.
So we have a charity performance on the 19th of March. And then we have our actual performance. We start on the 22nd on the Sunday, and we end on the 25th of March on the Wednesday.
And we are giving away 2 free tickets.
You are indeed. Yes. Before we give them away, just what I didn't hear there is where we can get the tickets.
On Quicket.
You can get them on Quicket. You must make an account. Make an account on Quicket, and you search Little Shop of Horrors.
And like, let's just be honest. Like, there are, bless them, a couple of people listening to us who are not going to be that savvy in terms of establishing an account on Quicket. Can they call the school and like make a plan?
Absolutely,
100%.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think you can get tickets at the door.
Yes.
Okay. That's going to be hard though, because I'm sure it's going to be hard.
I'm with you. This is going to be hard.
Yes, it might be sold out, so don't rely on that.
I totally. How many people are involved in the whole production?
Over 60.
That sounds like Reynos Benudis was involved.
Definitely.
Hey, he's got a bit of a reputation for...
Big cost. Yeah.
That's just
they
cost.
Work, though. They work.
Yeah, it's difficult. And like, bless you guys, your concentration spans these new millennials is about 14 seconds.
Yeah.
So to put this whole production together, like, must be really, really challenging.
It has been,
and it's long hours. It's every single day except for Friday and Saturday, from either 4 till 5 until 9 o'clock at night.
Really?
Yeah, but it's all worth it. We have the best time. Yes. And it's just going to be an absolutely incredible production.
That's really interesting because, like, I've heard a whole lot of young pupils moan about being part of the process, not respectful of my time. They make me stand around for, you know, 4 minutes.
That's the whole process, unfortunately.
You suffer for your art is what you're telling me.
Yes, you do. You
so
wait.
Let's go back to your giveaway story because that was nice, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot of listeners who would be very keen to do that. What's the question we're going to put out there?
So the question is the name of the plant that Seymour buys. What is the name of the plant that Seymour buys?
And are you going to be like very strict as to the full name?
Yeah.
Are we going to have to have the
full
name?
It can be very confusing sometimes.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, if there happen to be numbers involved, we want The whole lot.
That exact number.
The whole thing.
Giving away clues, yeah.
So you heard it there. You have an opportunity to win a pair of tickets to Little Shop of Horrors, the King David Victory Park production. My little knowledge of your school is that your productions are generally superb, historically have been superb.
No pressure, guys.
No pressure. And the question for you to win those tickets, and the first correct answer we get will win them, is what is the name of the plant? There you go. We want to know what is the name of the plant. But the deal was come in, do your thing, tell us all the details, but then we want you to sing.
Absolutely.
Sure. So
we're going to hand over to our Audrey and our Seymour.
Yes. Oh, fantastic. So just tell us which number you're singing
we
and why.
We're singing a song called Suddenly Seymour, which happens relatively close to the beginning of the second act. And it's the first time that Seymour and Audrey actually connect as love interests in the play.
And she's a bit ditzy, isn't she? She's like a ditzy American blonde chick who's like just not altogether a full box of chocolates. Or maybe she is, I don't know.
Yeah, no, she's very ditzy.
Very ditzy. Was that the right word?
I think so. Yeah,
okay,
I'll go with ditzy.
All right, so let's get it. Let's get Suddenly Seymour, the King David cast of Little Shop of Horrors. Why do I say King David? It's King David Victory Park. Let's be specific. Are you going to do it, guys?
Yes.
Is our Mr. Controller ready to do the controlling? Let's hit it. Oh, technological issues. All solved. I think we need some volume on the... There we go.
Lift up your head. Wash off your mascara. Here, take my Kleenex, wipe that lipstick away. Show me your face, clean as the morning. I know things are bad, but now they're okay. Suddenly Seymour is standing beside you. Don't need no makeup. You don't have to pretend. Suddenly Seymour is here to provide you sweet understanding. Seymour's your friend.
Nobody ever treated me kindly. Daddy laughed early, Mama was poor. I'd meet a man and I'd follow him blindly. He'd snap his fingers, me I'd say sure. Suddenly Seymour is standing beside me. He don't give me
me the bad times are clean washed away.
Please understand that it's still strange and frightening. For losers like I've been, it's so hard to say. Suddenly Seymour.
Suddenly Seymour.
He purified
me. He purified you.
Understanding.
Seymour.
I'm a little bit speechless, guys. I'm just a little bit speechless. I wasn't quite expecting that. I mean, in walks, let's face it, a bunch of school kids. But wow.
Thank you.
And you were so in character. I mean, both of you, I was watching your faces and your body language. You were in the part.
Yes. I feel like when you acted out more, you get the emotion across a little bit easier.
I could see that. I mean, you were holding hands to experience the reality of it all. Tell me something, because I've seen the play quite a while ago. Does it have a message for us today?
Oh, for sure.
I definitely think it does. So, Audrey is one of those people, she like, is stereotyped as being this blonde person who everyone like, walks over, and she's beaten up by Aaron the dentist. And it's all about her becoming this new person without. And we're trying to give a voice to those people that have been raped or abused by men, or even anyone actually. And we're trying to give them a place to say that you can overcome this and that you can become your own person.
And that you can overcome the misogynistic and chauvinistic ways of the male society that was and that there still exists.
For sure. No, I hear you loud and clear. And I mean, she is such a ditzy blonde, sort of falling into every stereotype one could imagine and shouldn't have, and yet one does have, and yet it does get dispelled throughout the play, doesn't it? I mean, you start to appreciate her strength and her inner strength, really. And it's interesting because it's actually so topical at the moment, what with Me Too and, you know, this whole reevaluation of how men and women treat each other and male privilege and all that kind of stuff. And not to mention, because, like, let's not get too hectic about it, it's a hell of a lot of fun.
Yes.
I mean, your role, Jared, you're nuts. You really are the mad dentist, aren't you? You enjoy inflicting pain.
That's one of the lyrics in my song.
Is it?
Yeah, get off of the pain I inflict.
I sometimes wonder if my dentist doesn't do that. No, he doesn't. It's really good. But, you'll be pleased to know some of the listeners are weighing in. Incredible talent, says Karen. Kathy, I can't believe these are school children. Wow. Incredible. Absolutely fantastic. And, just looking at the time, we don't have that much more. So, your giveaway, Gary Goldberg, didn't get it entirely right, but he's the rightest we've got. He got hold of us and said it was Audrey. Can we give it to him? Can we give him the two tickets?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
In fact, I know Gary Goldberg quite well.
I think you've just disqualified him. Yeah. I think there it goes, because between the twin thing and I know there's all right. So we're good with that. Gary Goldberg, enjoy the show. I'll probably see you there because I think I'm going to go on Wednesday night.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
So, I expect the best from you because I expect the best performance ever on Wednesday night. Are you nervous?
Yes.
But it's good to be nervous.
Yeah. Exactly right. Listen, guys, wishing you the best of luck. Blow our socks away. Have fun. And if it's anything like us all now, we're in for an incredible treat. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Anytime, anywhere.
Thanks.